Good morning, sunshine. He's Doug, and I'm Jackie Velasquez. You know, I'm a big roller coaster fan.
You love amusement parks.
I do. I love the danger zone.
A lot of folks heading out and enjoying some summer fun, but we want to make sure that we're not hampering other people's enjoyment. Denise Marcia is our etiquette coach, talking about the etiquette at the theme park.
Yes, yes, yes. I love theme parks, too. I am a big roller coaster fan myself. I love it. But you know what? I just really hate it when people line jump. You know, when you see the kids that will go underneath the ropes and pull their parents underneath the ropes while you have just been standing in line for 35 minutes. And so you go, you know, that's just not fair. It's not kind to do that. Walking in groups, the bottom line is to have fun. So you don't want to irritate other people. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people will have family reunions at amusement parks. And so they walk in these long lines.
Talking to each other.
These just big lines. And people behind you cannot pass you.
Right.
So the etiquette of that is to simply walk 2 by 2 or 3 by 3 mm-hmm. and walk to the right. Mm-hmm. That is the way that you should actually walk in America, is to the right.
And as far as kids and theme parks, there are certain like height requirements, and it's really difficult at times because it's actually embarrassing sometimes when you get up to the front and your kid is too short and it makes a big old hoopla.
Yeah, they should have taken care of that ahead of time. There's always a line that says you got to be this tall.
Yeah. And you know what? I was always underneath that line, and I have a sister who's a model now, and she would always go, ha, 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 ha. So I'm the one standing watching her ride. But you're absolutely right. Parents really need to be conscientious about that because it's a safety issue. They're not being mean, telling you that your child is too short to ride the ride. It is for safety's sake. The child can slide underneath the safety harness.
The bar.
The bottom line at amusement park is to have fun.
And certainly to make sure that our fun doesn't interfere with anyone else's. Appreciate our etiquette coach, Denise Marcia. She's got a lot more tips to share, and you can listen to them all right now at DougAndJackie.com.